when Reb Shlomo asked us to say a shir, he said that towards the end of Maseches Sukkah is also sufficient as a kiyum for a siyum on Maseches Sukkah. We want to handle the sugya of Shmini Atzeres as Chag b'fnei atzmai, Regel b'fnei atzmai. The Machaber in Siman Tov Reish Samaches Sif Aleph says that the Hazkara for Shmini Atzeres is Shmini Chag HaAtzeres, which is what meaning of most of Klal Yisrael is. Al Kaponim to say the word Chag in the Hazkara. The Ramah in Sif Aleph in Tov Reish Samaches says Loi Metzinu, that Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. Loi Metzinu in the Torah that Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag, as I state in Ramah. So according to the Ramah, you say Shmini Atzeres, you don't say Chag. Machlokes Machaber and Ramah. The Taz in Sifkot Aleph asks on the Ramah from what would seem to be a Mefurash Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Elon Amoran, I think it's Daf Mem Aleph on the bottom of Amar Aleph in Saita, the Gemara is handling over there Mitzvahs Haka. So the Gemara is telling on the Lashon and the Torah how it specifies when Mitzvahs Hakel is. So the Gemara says that if the Torah would say that Hakel is Chag HaSukkos, Hava Mina Afilu Yoim Toiv Achron Shel Chag, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So Nochum state in the Gemara that if the Torah would just say Hakel is Chag HaSukkos, maybe I would do it Shmini Atzeres. Frek the Taz state in Gemara that Shmini Atzeres goes into Chag HaSukkos. State that Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. Azoi frek the Taz under Ramah that Loi Metzinu Shmini Atzeres is called Chag in the Torah. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Dalet Amud Beis is handling the din of Tashlumin. Tashlumin is when you're Neschayev in a carbon and you weren't Memale Yechiev. So the Torah gave a din Tashlumin. There's a certain time span that you, even though it's, let's say, Shavuos, it's not Shavuos anymore, you have 7 days to be Memale Yechiev. So the Gemara is handling how long do you have for Tashlumin of Shavuos. Zok the Gemara, well, you learn it out of Hekesh from Pesach. 7 days. Frek the Gemara, so says we're handling the carbon chagiga. If someone didn't bring the carbon chagiga l'marshal on Shavuos, he has 7 days to be mashlim. And learned out from Pesach is 7 days. Frek the Gemara, learn it out from Sukkis is 8 days. Because if you don't bring the carbon chagiga on Yom Rishon, you bring it up until including Shmini Atzeres. So you have 8 days. Zok to Gemara, maybe you'll tell me a teretz. Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. Next lashon of the Gemara that we learned in Sukkah Mem Zayin, that we make a Shechiyanu. Tomorrow night we're going to make Shechiyanu. Hagam and Shvi shall Pesach l'marshal. You don't make Shechiyanu. So why do we make Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin. Shmini Atzeres, Zok to Gemara, is a regel b'fnei atzmai. So you make a Naya Shechiyanu. So Zok to Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, maybe the reason you can't learn out Shavuos from Sukkot that it's 8 days is it's not 8 days. Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. So Sukkot is 7 days. Azavi Pesach. Zok to Gemara, Hani Mili L'Inyan Pizar Keshav. That's the Rosh Hatevis, the six Oisius, and Mem Chesam and Aleph and Sukkah. Avalinian Tashlumin, Kuli Almas Moide, it's Tashlumin de Rishon. That on Shmini Atzeres, you bring a carbon chagiga, it's for Tashlumin of Yom Rishon of Sukkot. So, Poshet, you read the Gemara, you walk away, Shmini Atzeres has two things to it. Shmini Atzeres von Ein Zeit is a regel b'fnei atzmai, pizar keshav, machmin shechiyanu. But on the Mitzad Sheini, Shmini Atzeres is a tashlumin of Yom Rishon. Two things. So, poshut you say, so the Taz is kasha, is a modern kasha. Meaning, Vosfrek, the Ramah says, loy metzino in the Torah, that Shmini Atzeres is called a chag. fragt der Taz, it's a Mefurisha Gemara in Saita. If we say Chag HaSukkis, maybe it would mean Yom Tov Achrei. Shmini Atzeret. Now, the Chayra, the Ramah holds Poshet. Versteht sich. Mitzar Echot, Shmini Atzeret is a Tashlumen for Korban Chagiga of Sukkis. So if we would say Chag HaSukkis, maybe it would mean Yom Tov Achrei. Because Mitzar Echot, there is something in the eighth day that is Mitzad Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkis. But when tomorrow night you're going to say Shmini Atzeres and Shmarin Esrei, and you're not going to say Sukkis, you're switching from Sukkis to Shmini Atzeres. You're saying Shmini Atzeres Gufa because of what's in that day that's Regel Bifnei Atzma. That's not Sukkis. Why aren't you saying Sukkis tomorrow night? There's something about the eighth day that's Sukkis Dik. There's Halacha of Tashlumin in the eighth day. You're not saying Sukkis. You're saying Shmini Atzeres. So you're saying Shmini Atzeres because of the Shmini Atzeres Dika Halachas in the day. In the Shmini Atzeres Dika Din on the eighth day, Leimutzino in the Torah that it's called Chag. Did I explain that? Yeah? Oh, so it almost sounds like the Taz is Kash. Was fragt der Bechal? Was stellt der zu? Lamaisa. Okay, we'll come back to this Bezash. In the din of regel bifnei atzmo, so the Gemara says Shmini Atzeres is regel bifnei atzmo leinyan pizar keshav. So Rashi says what's regel bifnei atzmo? The reish is regel bifnei atzmo. So Rashi in Sukkah amem chesam ralef says regel bifnei atzmo she'ein yoishvin besukkah. Rashi say ein oichlen matzah. But what I mean to ask, meaning, ein yoishvin besukkah is a halacha of Shmini Atzeres. Pizar keshav is the dinim that Shmini Yom Shmini has as regel bifnei atzmai. Ein yoishvin besukkah means on Shmini Atzeres the Torah wasn't mechayev to sit in the sukkah. It's not a positive halacha about Shmini Atzeres ein yoishvin besukkah. It's the lack of mitzvah sukkah. There's a lot of mitzvahs you don't do on Shmini Atzeres. Am I explaining the kasha? Ein yoishvin reg pizar keshav is l'chayre six halachas of Shmini Atzeres that are hilchis Shmini Atzeres. Korban, shir, pious, right? Ein yoishvin besukkah pasha means on this day the Torah didn't give the mitzvah. It's not sukkahs. It's regel bifnei atzmo. It doesn't have that mitzvah. That's the lack of a halacha. Yeah. The ma'aseh is many shittas in the Rishonim what regel bifnei atzmo is. What's the halach of regel bifnei atzmo? So the Ramban and the Ritva bring it sad that it's referring to the din tashlum and gufa, meaning there's something different about the tashlum on Sukkis than other yom tov, mashal on Shavuos. If someone Yes, we have 7 days. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on Shavuos, you have 7 days. What happens if someone was a katan on Shavuos? And the day after Shavuos, he became bar mitzvah. He doesn't bring a Korban Chagiga. Because Tashlum in Gufa means you are nischayev in something and you didn't fulfill it. So there's an X amount of time you have to be mashlamit. But on Yom Rishon, he was a katan, he's potter. Right? Zok the Ritva and the Ramban, yeah, but that's where Shmini Atzeres is different. So say, Havada, if you brought a Korban Chagiga on Yom Rishon of Sukkis, come Shmini Atzeres, you don't bring another Korban. But if you didn't bring a Korban Chagiga on Yom Rishon, there's a din tashlumin. But here's the Chiddush. If you became Bar Mitzvah on Sukkis, Chol HaMoed, so come Shmini Atzeres, you chayev in a Korban Chagiga. So Zok the Ritva and the Ramban dos meint regel bifnei atzmai, that the din tashlumen, why is it tashlumen? Because it's only if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on Yom Rishon, right? If you brought the Korban Chagiga on Yom Rishon, you don't have. If you didn't bring Chagiga on Yom Rishon and you comes there's a din tashlumen Shmini Atzeres, if you're bar chiyuv on Shmini Atzeres, even if you weren't the Bar Chiyuva on Yom Rishon of Sukkis, you chayv. That means it's Egen Azach. by Shavuos, the 7 days of Tashlumah, they're not their own Mechayev. If you weren't Chayev on Yom Rishon, you don't bring. So Regel Bifnatz means it's its own Mechayev. That's the Reish of Pizar. Regel Bifnatz. Oh. So the Ramban shtel su something like you have by Pesach Sheni. Machloik is Tanoim in Meseches Pesachim. If Pesach Sheni is Tashlumen or Regel Bifnei Atzmoy, what does it mean Regel Bifnei Atzmoy? If you brought a carbon on Pesach Rishon, you don't bring on Pesach Sheni. Zok Tigmor, if a cotton shen is gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So Poshet, we want to understand. Shver on the Ritva and the Ramban from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said that we want maybe Tashlumen of Shavuos should be 8 days. Azoy v'sukkis. So the Gemara, don't tell me that the 8th day is not Sukkis. Han, it's a regel b'fnei atzmoy le'inyan pizar kishav. Avol le'inyan Tashlumen. Kuli amamoyed it's Tashlumen derishon. What's Pizar Kishav? Regel Bifnei Atzma. What's Regel Bifnei Atzma like the Ramban and the Ritva? The Din Tashlumen. The Gemara seems, how do we read the Gemara? Shmini Atzeres, for some things, is the Hemshech of Sukkis, the Tashlumen. For some things, it's Regel Bifnei Atzma, Pizar Kishav. The reish of regel b'fnei atzmoi, loit Ramban and Ritva, is the din tashlumen. That it's a mechudesh deke tashlumen, that it has a machayev of regel b'fnei atzmoi. But it's only if you didn't bring on Yom Rishon, it's tashlumen the Rishon. How could the Gemara spout tashlumen that it's a hemshech of sukkis and pizar kishav regel b'fnei atzmoi if the reish of pizar regel b'fnei atzmoi is the din tashlumen? There's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara, the beginning of Yuma, is handling the sugya of Mafrishin, the Kohen God. So the Gemara is handling on Beis Amid Beis, if other Yom Tovim also have a din of Mafrishin. So the Gemara goes through all of them and it says reasons why it's not applicable. Zog the Gemara Sukkis, there's a reason why not. Frek the Gemara, maybe for Shmini Atzeres, there should be a Prisha. So Zog the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, mi ikar midi to ikar regel loy boy prisha sukkis. Hoffel di bay boy prisha. Yom Shmini. You want to do a prisha for just for Yom Shmini? It's a tuffel. It doesn't pass that the ikar, the first 7 days, doesn't have a dim prisha, and the tuffel Yom Shmini has a dim prisha. Frek the Gemara. Ay, Shmini is regel b'fnei atzmoi. Why are you calling Shmini a tofel? It's not a tofel, it's a egen ezah. So zok di Gemara, v'afilu l'manda ama Shmini regel b'fnei atzmoi, hani mili l'inyin pizar kishav. Ava l'inyin tashlumen derishayin hu. Poshe pshan di Gemara, l'cher needs a pshan. You told me that. Why don't we have prisha for Yom Shemini? Zok di Gemara, it's a tafel. Ay, regel b'fnei atzmoi, yet not for tashlumen. Okay, so why don't you have a prisha for pizar kishav? Meaning the kuf, forget the reish. The kuf is karbonis. The ar dinim of karbonis that it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi. So how is the Gemara answering the kasha that Shemini Atzeres is a tafel? Even though regel b'fnei atzmoi for pizar kishav, it's a tafel for tashlumen. Why are we focusing only on the tashlumen? If you're telling me that there are halachas that it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi, so for those halachas, it's not a tafel. It's a tafel for tashlumen. But for whatever it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi, it's not a tafel. V'zokta de gemara b'chal. No? Is that the Olam's not masking to the Shiloh? The Olam's masking to the Shiloh. Yeah? I didn't explain it well? It's good? So, L'chaira, it's mashma. The Gemara is saying that the tashlum in the Yom Shmini, tashlum in the Rishon, and regel b'fneatma pizar kashav is not two things. What the Gemara is saying over here is that we're showing from the tashlumin that Yom Shmini is tashlumin the Rishon. We're showing that the whole din regel b'fnei atzmoi is a tafel. That says, we're showing from the fact that I could bring a carbon chagiga on Yom Shmini, and it's a tashlumin for Yom Rishon, that even the regel b'fnei atzmoi of Shmini Atzeres is a tafel to the first 7 days. That says we wanted to read the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. There's two things on Shmini Atzeres. For one thing, it's a hemshich of Sukkot. For something else, it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi, and that's why we didn't understand the Taz's kasha from the Gemara in Sait on the Ramah that says Leimetzinu Shmini Atzeres is called a chag. Chayra, what we're taking out of here is no. What the Gemara's goof is saying is that the whole din of regel b'fnei atzmoi, the pesar keshav, the whole regel b'fnei atzmoi is gufa machmas the din tashlum in the rishon. Meaning to say like this, it's like a step further from Pesach Sheni. It says by Pesach Sheni, according to the mandam a regel b'fnei atzmoi. If I brought a carbon Pesach on Pesach rishon, there's no din Pesach Sheni. So you see that it's Pesach Rishon that's Mechayev Pesach Shein. It's Pesach Rishon that's Mechayev Pesach Shein. But V'afal Pikein, it's not just like a regular Tashlumin, that's just the extra time. Pesach Shein has within it to be Mechayev, someone that became a Gadol in between, but it's all because of the Chiyev of Pesach Rishon. So Shmini Atzeres, the ganze regel, even the regel b'fnei atzmoi, it doesn't mean it's hot nish satan, it has nothing to do with Sukkot. The ganze yomtiv, even the regel b'fnei atzmoi, is machmas the chiev of yomtiv rishon. Meaning, here the din tashlumin is a step further. There's a yomtiv of Shmini Atzeres that the yom rishon is like a hoisofa to the yomtiv. The Yom Tiv Rishon of Sukkot was Machayev HaHoisofa to Sukkot of Shmini Atzeres. So even the Pizar Keshav, even the Regel B'fnei Atzmoi, is Machmas the Din Tashlumin of Rishon. Did I explain? Yeah? Oh. Let's say, so when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Moshe is saying, Tashlumin of Shavuot should be 8 days. Learn from Sukkot. So the Gemara says, no. Sukkot is only 7. Regel b'fnei atzma. The Gemara says, no. But le'inyan tashlumin, it's tashlumin derishin. The Gemara is not saying it's two things. The Gemara is saying that the gan sedin is a tashlumin. Meaning, is machmas the parsha of tashlumin in the Torah. So yoyim rishin of Sukkot is machayev or isofa the Sukkot of Shmini Atzeres. So now, Faker, the Taz's kasha is doch hazeya guta kasha. Meaning, when the Gemara, we'll come back in a second. There's another shayla lahalacha, which hopefully, this is, to me at least, it's a rov's nightmare. If someone comes tomorrow night and he says, I said by mistake, chag asukis. Forget the shayla shmin atzeres is chag. In Shmar Nesri, tomorrow night, he said, chag asukis. Was he yaitzah or not? Says Eshra, the Mishnah Berurah lives with a suffix. So what's the shayla? So the Birka Yosef, the Chidah, the Birka Yosef in Tachar Samach Hasif Pan Beis handles the shayla. It says, what's the tzad he should be yaitzah? You're going to say, yeah, because for Tashlumin, it's a hamshach of Sukkot. Yeah, but he wasn't mazkir, the regal of Shmini Atzeres. I'm learned the way we first learned, it's two things. The eighth day has some dinam of a hemshech of Sukkot and dinam of regel b'fnei atzmoi. What does it help that he said chag of Sukkot and it is tashlumin of rishon? He wasn't masking the chag of Shmini Atzeres, the yomtiv of Shmini Atzeres. No, the teretz is because even the yomtiv of Shmini Atzeres, even the regal b'fnei atzmoy, is the mechudosh de ketashlumen of Rishon. Meaning, yomtiv Rishon is mechayev the hisof of Shmini Atzeres. There's no metzias of regal b'fnei atzmoy that's not that detached from sukkah. So there's a tzad that even though you say chag sukkis, you could pater the Shmini Atzeres Shabbat. The chidol amayis is mad for that shita, and he says it's no good. Why? Because the fellow who says Chag HaSukkos tomorrow night, why he's saying Chag HaSukkos? Because he's used to saying Chag HaSukkos, so he's mechaven for Chag HaSukkos. Poshe Pshat, if he does mamish, I don't understand Poshe Pshat. The tzad, if you learn that Shmini Atzeres had the eighth day, hasn't it? Some sukkos, a hamshich of sukkos, and it's Shmini Atzeres, and the tzad that you yoytze is because Chachi mentioned the Sukkot Shaboy. So what's his kasha? He has in mind, he's saying it because of Sukkot. Avada. There's something about Sukkot in the eighth day. What's the... It's Tucker just like yesterday. There's something about it that just like yesterday. So what's the problem? He's used to saying Chagat. Now state in the Chidah that the whole Tzad of Chagat Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, even the Tzad Chagat Sukkot Shaboy, is not like yesterday's Sukkot. There's nothing about yesterday's sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. There's one thing, the Shmini Atzeres that Yunuschayev the regal machmas the regal of sukkah. So that mitzias has shnei ponim to it. It's Nuschayev machmas chaga sukkah, but becheftz at Shmini Atzeres. So, but this person when he says chaga sukkah, he's thinking about the poshut of sukkah that hotnish satan with Shmini Atzeres b'chlal. Yeah. So that's the Taz's kasha. The Taz saw in the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita says that if it would say Chag HaSukkos, have a mina yom tavachim shal chag. So we have both frek the Taz on the Ramah. That's the Chag HaSukkos Shaboy. When you're saying Shmini Atzeres, you're not saying Shmini Atzeres because of the Sukkos Shaboy. You're saying Shmini Atzeres because of the Shmini Atzeres Shaboy. Where do you find that the Shmini Atzeres is called a chag? The Taz says there's no two things. There's no two things. The eighth day is a Yom Tov Regel B'fnei Atzmei of Shmini Atzeres, Machmas Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot. So the reason why I zok the Gemara, if we would say Chag HaSukkos in the Torah, it's a hakel is Yom Tov Achron, it doesn't mean because there's something about it that's Sukkot's dick. The whole thing is Sukkot's dick. The whole Regel B'fnei Atzmei is Neschayev Machmas the Yom Tov Rishon. I once saw a shir, you know, the Chassam Sofer told one of his Talmidim, "Du willst ibezogen mein Teuren dein Numim seid, abezogen nicht ibe dein Teuren mein Numim." Don't say, oh, your Teuren my name. So I once saw a shir from Reb Schneer on this sugya. I don't know if this is what he's saying or not, but it certainly wasn't Sairit from what it says over there. We just want to let you see one more thing. The sugya right before this, on the top of Mem Zayin Amal Aleph, is handling if what the Shlomo touched on. You're sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So Zak the Gemara, the Hilchus is Yisuve Masvinan of Veruche Loi Mevarchinan. You don't say a bracha. Zak Rashi, why don't you say a bracha? The Shmini Hu, the Ein Shem Sukkis Olov. Well, you're sitting in the sukkah, you're doing a ma'ase mitzvah of sukkah. So what's Rashi saying? Yeah, but you can't make a bracha. The shmini hu ve'ein shem sukkah salav. So nochma, Rashi learns regel b'fnei atzmei she'ein yoshvim v'sukkah. We ask, what that's a halacha shmini atzeres ein yoshvim v'sukkah? No, could be. The pshat is, in order for shmini atzeres to be able to be its egin and mechayiv, like the Gemara has a havamina memzayin amalaf. Maybe shvish al pesach is regal b'fnei atzmoy if you don't eat matzah. So it says part of being a regal b'fnei atzmoy is that it doesn't have the dinim; it has its egin and dinim. Ein yoshvim v'sukkah is it's a passive thing, but to make it regal b'fnei atzmoy, it had to be in order for it to be its egin and mechayiv for korban chagiga. In the Tashlumen, it had to be that there's no that it's b'fnei atzmoy, and it has to be ein yoshvim b'sukkah. It has to be Ein Yoshvim. Why Sukkah Dafka? Rashi Numa says, Ein Shem Sukkah Salav, meaning the Chag of Sukkah is Al Shem, the Mitzvah of Sukkah. In order for it to be a regal b'fnei atzmo, it had to be that there's no din to sit in the sukkah. So it's a passive thing. There's no halacha, you can't sit in the sukkah. But for it to be its egen and yomtiv, it has to be that there's no din to sit in the sukkah. So when Rashi is saying, V'ruche loy mevarchinon, d'shmini hu ve'ein shem sukkah salov, Chazal had to be misakin that there's no brach of leishe b'sukkah. Because it's Shmini Atzeres, it has to be that there's no din of mitzvah sukkah. You sit in the sukkah, misafik. Oh, but the bracha al kapanim is going to be a stira. Did I explain that? What? No, the Ramah is handling the shame of chag, the word chag, not the shame sukkah. Whether or not you can have chag al the Shmini Atzeres is a separate child. But Rashi is saying you can't have sukkah. Who? Yeah. Okay, Rashi learns. Mamash like what you're saying. Rashi learns the base of bracha. Rashi says that in tefillah, your mazkir shmini chagateres and not sukkah. That's also din and regal b'fnei atzmo. A good night.